it's a very tight-knit community. We have the online chat group, which I was approved into. And people, you know, we're spread out all over the world. There are only 4 children in the entire state of Texas that have Alström syndrome. And so, you know, they're rare in number, but yet we communicate daily through the chat group, through the Facebook group. And it may be everything from, you know, an Alström child, well, young, an Alström young adult, you know, maybe that's 20, that posts in there, just had a doctor's appointment, and my cholesterol is coming down, and my triglycerides are looking good. You know, my diet's working, yay for me. To be everything from that to my son has started having problems keeping his oxygen level saturated at night. Has anyone else had this issue? It kind of runs the gamut, but there's always everyday communication. And, you know, right now, today, there are roughly about 550 living children with this disease. And so that's not very many. And a lot of those are, you know, multiple children to the same family. So it's a very small community. And, you know, when you've got a community that small, I mean, you don't know everybody, but you know most people. And the people that are active in the community, you know them. And, you know, there's not a lot of people that can understand or even answer questions or give advice when your disease, there's, you know, no one else in even a close radius to you that has this disease. Because, this is really the case with a lot of rare diseases like Alström syndrome, the patients and the doctors are learning together. And so that's why a lot of times people will turn to the support groups and networks to say, hey, has anyone had this? What has your doctor said about that? Because everybody's learning together.